Let's pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I was raised in a household where one of my family members was bilingual. She had learned her language as a little girl. In fact, the first language she knew was Italian, and then she learned English later. She chose not to pass on the knowledge to any of her children. And I often wondered why, because that's a great gift to give your children, is to learn another language. By the time we teach our children, it's almost too late. We have language in high school, but by then our brains kind of atrophy. At least that was the way it was for me. I have no facility with languages. But then I discovered late in life why my mother did that. We were in a small house. We were raised in a small house, five kids and two parents. Not much privacy, not much room to have some quiet time. So when my mother would get on the phone with one of her siblings, there was code language. And after a while, maybe after a few sentences, she would switch to Italian, so that none of her nosy kids could know what she was talking about. And they would joke and laugh, and I'm sure that some of it was at our expense. Language, knowing another language, is a great gift. And languages can divide us, because that's where we cannot communicate if we don't know each other's language. And I longed to learn my mother's language. So in high school, I did take up Italian as a language, and I got so proficient I was able to write five sentences to my grandmother. That was it. And if you ask me any words in Italian today, I know nothing. So I'm always intrigued by people who know a lot of languages and can speak languages fluently. I love looking at the United Nations when they have those devices in their ears and all the languages are translated. And I look forward to the days, like they have in the science fiction movies, where people have an international translator that can translate even alien tongues. I think that's so cool. And I would love for that to happen in my lifetime. So you can imagine the miracle on Pentecost, when for one brief moment, everyone heard in their own languages. You remember the story, there was a commotion in town. And I kind of wish that artists had not taken up the Pentecost theme in their artwork, because it's so staid and just looks so lovely and probably had nothing to do with the scene. You know, you have those little tongues that are on these halos around the people, and it looks so lovely. But can you imagine the commotion and the racket that day when a violent windstorm comes and there's flames and there's smoke and people are shouting? And it was such a commotion that people just started to gather from all over to see what this was about. I'm sure they were starting to call the ancient Jerusalem fire department out to see what all the hubbub was about. And so they gather and they start hearing God's great works in their own language, and they couldn't figure it out. The Spirit of God was translating something for them. And what the Spirit of God said through the great preacher Peter that morning was that everyone was going to be given this type of spirit, that the promise was for all those who loved God would be able to prophesy. That meant that the things of God were not just confined to preachers. They weren't confined to priests or prophets anymore. They weren't confined to the upper class or the lower class, but all God's people would have the ability to speak the words of God. And then he says this great promise at the end, everyone who calls on the name of God will be saved. The Spirit of God tore down divisions of language that day so that everybody could get the message, whether they were Jew or Greek. What a wonderful thing that happened that day. But you know, it still happens. Languages still divide us. I remember in my last church, we hosted a Spanish-speaking church, rented our facilities. And we, as English speakers, were so delighted because we knew that we could not reach the Spanish population. Our language divided us. And then I saw that the language divided us not only with our neighbors, but also within the church, because we couldn't understand the folks that were coming in after our church service that were setting up their church service. And I learned one thing about them. They were not united over nationality, because some people came from Guatemala, some from Mexico, some from Puerto Rico. They had very different culture and customs. They were united through their language. And so they'd have these services, and we decided, the pastor and I, that we had to find some way of coming together, we English speakers and those Spanish speakers. So we had a joint board meeting, but instead of discussing business, we started to go into little groups and talk about what God had done for us. And of course, we had to have a translator in each group because we English speakers had no clue. At least our Spanish brothers and sisters had bothered to learn our language, but we didn't do it the other way around. So we started to talk, and then we went into a group to pray. Now, my fellow pastor prayed in Spanish. I could not understand a word he said, but I knew everything he was talking about. Because as we prayed, the Spirit of God translated. Now, not in words, but in meaning and understanding. And I knew as he was praying that he was praying blessing on me and my church. He was praying grace on the people around us. He was praying love. All the things that the Spirit of God inspired him to do. The Spirit of God still speaks. And perhaps we might not understand each word of someone's speech, but we can understand the meaning because of the Spirit of God. And I would encourage us today that as you speak to someone whose language you don't understand, now that might not just be the language, it might just be that the person you're talking to might speak English, but it might as well be a foreign language because you don't understand where they're coming from. And that's where we need God's Spirit to break down those divisions and to speak the peace and the grace and the love of God. There's a second gift that the Spirit gives us, not only so that we can understand one another, but that we can be understood by Almighty God. Remember that Romans passage? He says, "The Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words." There are times when someone gives a prayer request that I have no idea how to pray for that loved one. And that person who has such deep sorrow. How do you pray for that? How do you pray when you know that someone's in distress and you don't know what the future holds? And really, none of us knows how to pray as we ought because we don't know the future. We don't know what will happen an hour from now, let alone a month or a year from now. And so we pray the best we can, and the Spirit takes that up because the Spirit of God knows us inside out. The Spirit of God knows us better than we can ever know ourselves and takes our inner hopes and dreams and all our sorrows and takes them before the throne of grace and gives to us all the grace and the power that we need to cope in this life, to live in this life, and to look forward to the future life. It's the Spirit of God that gives us these graces. And we as his people, each and every day, need to ask for that gift of the Spirit to tear down the divisions of language and culture that we meet, to speak His words. You have the power to speak His words. And there are times when people will not walk into this church, will not have the ability to sit where we're sitting, but need to hear the words of God. And you can give that word of encouragement and grace and peace, just like the people in that ancient time. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you that the Spirit can translate our words and our message on a level so deep that we cannot fathom it. And we ask for those here today who have been discouraged, who have felt that their words have not been heard. Lord Jesus, I ask for that one here, that the Holy Spirit of God would translate your grace and love. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.